Ski lift operators at the Angel Fire Resort in New Mexico used to race each other down the slopes at the end of the night on their shovels. Thus, a sport was born. This weekend, Angel Fire hosts the 29th annual World Shovel Race Championships. John Strader began shovel racing competitively 24 years ago, and today he holds two world records and is known as the Shovelmeister. Shovelmeister John Strader joins us now from member station KUNM in Albuquerque. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Strader.
Thank you very much.
So how fast can a human being go downhill on a shovel?
Well, given the right course, I think we can break the 100-mile-an-hour barrier. The current world record at Angel Fire is 72 miles an hour, held by myself. But you take me to Les Arcs in France or something on a speed skiing course, and I'll do 100 miles an hour for you.
Mm. Now, we're talking about a regular shovel, the kind that millions of Americans this weekend might be deploying to clear a sidewalk?
Oh, yes. Standard grain scoop snow shovel. You can get them at any hardware store for about $34.
And you just, how do I say this delicately, plop your keister on it.
Yes, actually, you set it down on the ground, just like you would if you were going to shovel something, mm-hmm. and you sit down in the your butt right there in the scoop. Mm-hmm. Your feet go out between the handle actually goes down between your knees, and you ride it very similar to like a luge. So you lean back, you point your toes, you pull your hands in, and you just go straight down the mountain.
Mm. It must be a concern with the shovel there right between your legs that you might run into something that would bring the handle up, if you catch my drift.
You know, that is a common misconception. Actually, there's almost no danger of that particular injury that you're talking about. Really, the only true danger is if you spin around backwards on the snow shovel and the back of the blade digs in, the handle will pop up, but it's not going to hit you in your groin. It's going to hit you in the head.
Now, as I understand it, shovel racing dates back to miners?
Yes, sir. All the way back in the 1800s in the Rockies, the miners, when they didn't have snowshoes and they'd be up at the mine, they had coal shovels and grain scoops. Mm-hmm. And so when they'd be trudging back down, because they would mine all winter long, didn't matter if they were at 14,000 feet or not. And so it was a lot easier to get on the scoop and slide down to the next pitch than try to trudge through, you know, 5-6 feet of snow. That was before global warming, so it actually did snow back then. And then the movie It's a Wonderful Life back in 1947 with Jimmy Stewart was the first real showing of people riding snow shovels in the media, in the mass consciousness. And the first scene
that,
in that
I've
movie
I've seen
is,
that film 20 times. I don't believe I ever recall any shovel
Let me
racing.
Remind you. Yeah. Remember the very first scene in that movie, yeah. they're remembering back to their childhood, and they're riding grain scoops down, dodging trees, sliding out onto the lake. And the game they were playing was who can slide out furthest on the lake. So they'd get their speed up, slide out, and I think it was George's brother that went out too far.
Yeah,
went out
and George rescued him, right.
And he fell in the ice, lost his hearing, and George rescued him. So even back then, shovel racing was synonymous with danger.
Mr. Strader, awfully nice talking to you. Good luck.
Thank you very much, sir.
John Strader, the Shovelmeister, one of the world's top shovel racers. The 29th World Shovel Race Championships continue through the weekend at the Angel Fire Resort in New Mexico.
And here comes the scare pig, my kid brother, Harry Bailey. I'm not scared. Come on, Harry. Come on, Harry. Come on, Harry. George, help. 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 Help, Harry.
George saved his brother's life that day.
And I think you know the rest of the story.